Professor Hrvoje Kalčić is a geophysicist who studies the Earth's interior and earthquakes. He is the head of geophysics at the Australian National University Research School of Earth Sciences. His research team has applied some of the methods we use on Earth to search for earthquakes to discover previously undetected Mars quakes. Professor Kalčić is on the line to tell us more. Good morning, and thank you for joining us on The Record.
Good morning, Dana. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Now, tell me, how long has this research been underway?
Oh, the research has been underway for the last about 2 years. When we first got access to the Martian data.
Mm-hmm. And how do you capture that information?
Well, very similar to what you do on Earth. So we have a digital data. They show you how the Martian ground moves as a function of time, as the time passes. And basically, you see many wiggles. And then from those wiggles, you need to be able to interpret when the quake happened and the seismic waves traveled from the hypocenter where the quake happens to the station or to the instrument that is installed on the ground.
So what has your research taught us about Mars quakes?
So perhaps I should say that we applied somewhat unconventional methods because, as you can imagine, there are many people in the Mars quake service team working on this problem. So they apply somewhat standard methods that we do here on Earth to find Mars quakes.
Mm-hmm.
But what my colleague and I did is we applied somewhat unconventional methods to detect these previously undetected Mars quakes. And they work in the same way that the fingerprint works. So you basically record the Mars quakes that you're pretty sure it's a Mars quake. You incise the waveforms around the arrivals of seismic waves, and then you go second by second, minute by minute, day by day, month by month,
mm-hmm.
Through the records until you detect a similarity in these waveforms. And from those, we basically concluded that they all happen in the same place in Mars, and they have the same physical mechanism. It's just that they were buried in noise and they were not detected previously. So this way we discovered 47 new Mars quakes. And they all come from a region called Kerberos Fossae. Geologically speaking, that's a fracture system on the Martian surface. That is about 10 million years old, at least. These Mars quakes and their repetitive nature basically tell us that the Martian interior is still mobile because, as you can imagine, Mars quakes go hand in hand with what's happening in the mantle. So on Earth, there's a mantle convection.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a slow moving of mantle on the geological time scale. And we think that the same processes are responsible for creating these repetitive Mars quakes. So there could be magma moving in the upper mantle of the Mars or in the lower crust of the Mars that's causing this sort of repetitive motion.
So this is a change in thinking, isn't it, Professor, that we used to think that it was tectonic forces?
You're well informed. I wouldn't say that we can say that with certainty, but this time we have an evidence that this repetitive nature looks more like a magma movement in the Martian interior rather than tectonic forces. But we cannot exclude that some of these quakes in the this relatively young geological region are caused by tectonic forces. But, you know, regardless of whether the forces are tectonic or a combination of tectonic and magmatic movement, it's the same. It points to the same conclusion that the Mars is still a geologically active planet.
Is it a bit shakier on Mars than we thought it was?
Yes, indeed. So maybe I should just briefly say that there are several kinds of Mars quakes that we have been detecting. Mm-hmm. And there are these high-frequency Mars quakes that are much more frequent than the low-frequency ones that we were studying. And there were only a few tens of low-frequency Mars quakes, you know, that were detected so far in the several years of the InSight mission existence. And we discovered 47 new ones, which is basically exceeding the amount of these low-frequency quakes that we had detected before. So certainly, Martian interior is much more active than we previously anticipated. And I have some new information that in September last year, there were some Mars quakes recorded of a magnitude more than 4. So far we have been dealing with Mars quakes that were about 3.6 magnitude. Mm-hmm. So this is a clear sign that, you know, even if you remember or if you know Viking missions in 1970, in 1975, basically they didn't record a single Mars quake. So having recorded so many Mars quakes is certainly phenomenal. And hopefully it will tell us a lot about not just mechanism of these Mars quakes and why they occur, but we could also use them to investigate the interior of Mars.
Fascinating. What does it...
In the same way that medical doctors, you know, use X-rays to investigate the interior of a patient's body, right?
Professor Kalcic, I'm seeing lots of different things while I'm listening to you explain about Mars quakes and the relatively young land space that we're talking about, including X-ray machines and Mars with volcanoes and all sorts of things happening. What else can it help us to learn about the solar system?
Sure. I mean, one of the primary goals of this mission is to basically use seismic records to investigate the interior of Mars. So whether it has a core like the Earth or it's only a mantle and a crust, if it has a core, is it in a liquid state or is it divided in a liquid and solid, as is the case with Earth? One thing we know about the Martian past is that at some point in its past, the magnetic field stopped working. Mm-hmm. And this had, of course, catastrophic consequences for a possible life on Mars to develop, because without the magnetic field, you can't sustain life, because the magnetic field protects us from the harmful cosmic radiation. And on Earth, we've been lucky that the magnetic field has been operating for millions and billions of years. On Mars, it died at some point. And now this new discovery that the Martian mantle is mobile will help scientists to make connections with the possible state of the core of the Mars. So whether it is in a liquid or a solid state, because if the Martian mantle is mobile, this tells us that most likely if the Mars has a liquid core, it must also be mobile, because that's how the heat travels from the interior to the surface of the Mars. And if this is the case, if the Martian liquid core is convecting, then why is it not producing the magnetic field, which is an interesting question, and we have several hypotheses for why this might be the case. But basically, all I wanted to convey is that by studying mass quakes, we have an indirect tool to study the interior of a planet, because seismic waves from Mars quakes travel through the Martian interior and bring the information to the surface, to these sensitive instruments that record Mars quakes.
Fascinating. Thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
No, thank you for having me, and thanks for your interest in science.
Professor Ho Voyer Kaučić is a geophysicist who studies the Earth's interior and earthquakes. He is the head of geophysics at the Australian National University Research School of Earth Sciences, explaining to me that the Martian mantle is mobile.